KSRN News, I'm John Scott. There are blizzard warnings up and down the East Coast.
Heavy wet snow coming down in the Northeast combined with high winds means blizzard warnings for all of New York City and many other areas from D.C. to Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell.
It's been a while since we've had a major nor'easter and major blizzard of this magnitude across the Northeast. You got to go about a decade.
Snell says 1 to 2 feet of snow, possibly more in some areas, is forecast into Monday.
Definitely a major winter storm and a major impact for these parts of this part of the country.
With whiteout conditions from the blizzard, travel will be dangerous, power outages likely. Julie Walker, New York.
And officials stress this will be a life-threatening storm. As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends, and what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The European Commission demanding the U.S. stick to the terms of a EU-U.S. trade deal reached last year.
After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's global tariffs, he responded with new levies across the board. He announced tariffs of 10%, then hiked them to 15%. But the European Commission said Washington must provide full clarity on the steps that it intends to take following the court ruling. The strongly worded statement said, a deal is a deal.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. As the Olympics come to a close, the U.S. hockey team won the gold Sunday, beating Canada 2-1 in overtime. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions, but it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America issuing a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong but is being tested. We're worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Fingerhut says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to counter domestic terrorism more effectively. This is SRN News. The SAVE Act, which has passed the House, now awaiting a Senate vote on a bill that aims to prevent non-citizens from registering to vote. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports senators will have recent polling to consider when they take it up as early as this week.
A poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that a majority of likely voters are concerned about non-citizens voting in American elections. 55% say that it's likely that non-citizens vote in American elections. And a Pew Research Center survey found that 83% of Americans support mandatory photo ID for voting.
In addition, a Gallup poll published in late 2024 found similar results, 84%. Of American support requiring a photo ID in order to vote. President Trump endorsing Nexstar Media Group's $6.2 billion purchase of broadcast rival Tegna. The two companies operate independently of the large broadcast networks such as ABC and NBC. More details at SRNNews.com.